The opinions expressed in this program reflect only those of the participants and are not necessarily those of the sponsors, management, or staff of WTBQ Radio or FST Broadcasting Corporation. WTBQ.
Good afternoon, everybody, and thank you for joining us once again on Orange County Chamber Business Wise, powered by WTBQ. This is Barbara Martinez, Director of Communications for the Orange County Chamber of Commerce. And today with me, we are going to be talking everything heart health. I have with me Dr. Balaji Pratap. Did I say that right?
Correct.
I did. Okay. He's a cardiologist for Crystal Run Healthcare. Welcome.
Thank you so much for having me.
It's very apropos that we're having you here today because of course, today is National Wear Red Day for women. Go Red for Women, hashtag Go Red for Women. Last week, I had Joanne Parker from the American Heart Association here hanging out with me. We were talking about this great movement that everybody has been picking up on and enjoying to do. I have my red on today. I have some very fabulous red shoes on, but they are not appropriate for the weather. So I had to shimmy across the parking lot just to make it into the studio. And I don't even, I'm trying to think if I'm going to be able to shimmy back out of the studio.
You did a good job getting in.
So I am wearing my red. So all of you that are out there wearing your red, make sure that you take a selfie, take a picture, post it, use hashtag GoRedForWomen, and post it on the American Heart Association. Joanne Parker, if she's listening, she is going to be going around to different businesses that participate and get pictures of the businesses that are trying to promote and are participating in today. And don't forget, heart health, February is Heart Health Month. So they'll be celebrating the entire month, but we should be celebrating every single day because your heart is very important.
Absolutely.
Absolutely, right? So Crystal Run Healthcare is a diamond partner for the Orange County Chamber of Commerce. And I want to thank them for being the host sponsor for our recent snowball that we had last Saturday. They were absolutely fabulous. We had such a great time. It was at the beautiful Anthony's Pier 9. Erin Pasquale, who is our director of events, put together such a lovely event. She, along with her co-committee chairs, Eric Maldonado and Renee Bulla, and they changed the configuration. If you've been to Anthony's Pier 9 for a bunch of other venues and events, you would, typically walk in and you turn to the left and you go into the cocktail area. Well, what they did was they reconfigured it. So when you walked in, you actually walked in where people normally came out of Anthony's Pier 9. And everybody kind of enjoyed it. It felt like they were someplace else. And they said that it felt like it was a different venue. They had a great time. We had Soul System Orchestra there with us, providing great music. They had casino tables. We had all kinds of sponsors. Like one of my favorite sponsors was Woodbury Common Premium Outlets. They were the valet sponsors. And you could tell as of today why I need valet.
Exactly.
Park my car for me. I stay at the entrance because I always have the fabulous shoes, but they're not, I don't think this through. So, doctor, before we start the show, there was something that Taylor actually told me that I've been trying to do every single time I interview a doctor. The first question is, if you didn't become a doctor, what did you want to be when you were growing up?
Growing up, I was actually interested in science all the way through. I had a couple of physicians in my family. They were very inspirational. I got to be in the office setting, in the clinic setting, and I was really inspired by them. But so to be honest with you, I've been kind of dreaming this since I was a child.
So you always wanted to be a doctor?
I always wanted to be a doctor.
Wow. You know, you're not the first one to say that. We had a doctor here in December, Rafael Saeed.
Yep.
Yes. And he said the same thing. He said he always wanted to be a doctor. Now, he didn't think that he was going to be a kidney specialist,
yep,
but he always knew he wanted to be a doctor. So that's great because it shows you that you had a passion for what you do from the very beginning.
It's interesting you mentioned that, actually, because I think life changes you in a way when you go through medical school and residency as far as your interests. So my life and work experiences have always been sort of leaning towards cardiology.
Mm-hmm.
And initially, when I was starting residency, I was interested in nephrology quite a bit due to some research in that area. But cardiology won, And I'm so happy I am a cardiologist right now.
Oh, great. So you are happy that you get to work with a very vital organ in the body, the heart.
The most important organ.
You know, each doctor says that. I'm just saying, I'm putting it out there. Yep. Dr. Saeed said the same thing.
Of course.
So tell us about, you are a physician, a cardiologist. And I know for a lot of people, when they hear that, they're like, you know, that's an amazing type of doctor, aside from being a doctor that delivers babies, because that brings life. But you save lives, and it's a very complicated organ that you're working with. So talk to us about, how did you start?
Okay. So I trained in residency at St. Luke's Hospital and Roosevelt Hospital in New York City for 3 years. At that time, again, we're exposed to different specialties and subspecialties through which we rotate. And again, cardiology struck a chord with me. Subsequently, I did my fellowship at Mount Sinai St. Luke's and Mount Sinai West, and finished up in 2016. So I'm a general cardiologist. I work with patients on addressing cardiac issues as well as risk factors for cardiac disease and prevention. Mm-hmm. So I joined Crystal Run in 2016, fall of 2016, working primarily out of the Monroe office as well as Rock Hill office 1 or 2 days a week. And I've moved into this community as well. I currently, my wife and I live in Goshen. We really enjoy this area, especially a little bit further away from the city. I think we like it so far. And the people are great here, and they care about their health, and I think that's the most important thing.
And how was that drive into Warwick? Have you been to Warwick before?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay.
We do weekend brunches here.
Fantastic. Do you? Fabulous.
Warwick is a beautiful
place.
There
you go. It is beautiful. I tell this to everybody. You know, we've had a few doctors that were fairly new to the area that practice in the Monroe office, and they said, I've never been to Warwick, and, you know, I'm going to come back and explore it, because it is actually, I do it every single Friday when I drive in, and I like every single time I come in, I drive into Warwick. Such a beautiful place.
It's very beautiful. Every town in this county is very beautiful. In terms of cardiovascular disease, I think, you know, it's a conglomerate of different medical conditions that goes into it. It's sort of simplified as cardiovascular disease, but we deal with the heart, we deal with the blood vessels, we'll deal with different aspects of the heart, whether it be more related to the blood supplies and coronary disease, electrical issues as in arrhythmias, as well as the important risk factors, high blood pressure, high cholesterol, family history of heart disease, and other risk factors like diabetes, smoking history, and so on.
Mm-hmm. So tell us a little bit about some of the things that people should know about when it comes to the heart. I mean, we know basic things. We were just talking to Joanne last week, and she was talking about when someone's experiencing a heart attack, you know, the male versus female. And we are so used to seeing it on TV as, you know, your left arm goes numb and you start clutching at your chest, and next thing you know, you're having a heart attack. But she says necessarily it's not that way for women. Mm-hmm. Women experience different symptoms heart attacks. So tell us about things that, you know, myths, things that we should know about the importance of heart health.
Absolutely. So when we say heart attack, that's something in medical terminology is called myocardial infarction. When the heart experiences a decrease in blood supply, causing a decrease in oxygen, and then we experience the chest pain. So that's usually the typical symptom that can arise. But other symptoms reported, including any breathing trouble, especially when you're exerting yourself, any profuse sweating beyond the level of activity, any dizziness, and sometimes even episodes where you completely pass out. So these are the types of symptoms.
Mm-hmm.
Women also experience different symptoms such as nausea, abdominal pain, very vague symptoms. And it's not really clear as to why the presentation is different, but they've been known to present as far as heart attacks the same in the same way.
Right. I recently had a very close friend of mine. He experienced a myocardial infarction?
Infarction, yes.
Oh, see that?
I got
caught
it down.
That. I'm going to butcher your name later, but I'm totally got that word.
Okay.
He recently experienced that, and he was talking about how he was sweating to the point where it was like he was drenched and
exactly.
he was feeling nauseous, mm-hmm. like he was nauseated, and he could feel like the rush of the heart, you know, but he knew that he was experiencing mm-hmm. that, but he said he didn't realize it was just almost like a tightening of the chest, mm-hmm. and he said it was just an experience that you couldn't even describe, you know, what it truly feels like. I mean, you see it on TV and people talk about it. He goes, but when you're actually in the middle of it, it is a feeling like no other. It's so not what you expect.
Exactly. And I think that's the time when, if you are concerned about such symptoms, is to reach out to a doctor or an emergency room immediately.
Mm-hmm.
We've seen the old pictures and, you know, the publications where a person is, you know, clutching their chest and bent down on one knee. That's the typical presentation, but over the past 10, 20 years, due to increase in workup for cardiac disease and, you know, monitoring of risk factors, the symptoms are more of milder intensity and more vague. And at which point, I think it's reasonable that you should follow up with your primary care physician and even a cardiologist if you at least have one or two risk factors or strong family history,
mm-hmm.
For regular checkups, at least an annual checkup, to make sure that you're screened for symptoms, you know, any changes, and so on.
Great. So what we're going to do is when we come back, we're going to talk about risk factors and things that people should be doing to take care of their heart. You're listening to Orange County Chamber Business Wise. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
I'm Carol Rogers. We are excited to announce our partnership with Better Homes and Gardens Rand Realty and to introduce you to the Carol Rogers Real Estate Team. Susan and I listen and strive to make your experience stress-free.
And I'm Susan Schneider. Between Carol and myself, we have sold over 200 homes at Warwick Grove alone, and now we also cover the greater Hudson Valley. Visit us at carolrogerssells.com for a complimentary market analysis, and we will answer all of your real estate questions.
What passions do you want to pursue next in life? Do you want to be a sculptor, a volunteer, teach your grandkids to fish? As a private wealth advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., Flatiron Financial Group can help you plan for the life you want today and well into the future. With the right financial advisor, life can be brilliant. Visit their offices at the Flatiron Building, 25 Main Street in Goshen. Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC.
Would you like to learn to ski or snowboard? Mount Peter in Warwick, New York is better than ever with a new carpet lift, more hill space, and great events. They've got the best snow and grooming in the region. Mount Peter offers free beginner lessons every weekend and holiday. If there's no snow in your backyard, there's plenty in theirs. Find out more at mtpeter.com or call 845-986-4940. Mount Peter for family fun.
Hey guys, this is Gary Ains, host of the NBA show. Tune in Saturday afternoon from 12 to 2 to hear the only show for NBA geeks and diehard fans, the NBA show, on 93.5 FM and 1110 AM WTBQ. Radio worth listening to.
WTBQ. Welcome back. Thank you for staying with us here on Orange County Chamber Business Wise, powered by WTBQ. This is Barbara Martinez, Director of Communications for the Orange County Chamber of Commerce. And with me today, I have a fabulous cardiologist from Crystal Run Healthcare, Dr. I'm going to say this right, Balaji Pratap.
Yeah.
Man, I am so good.
You're
I thought for
it
sure
now.
I was. I'm getting it now, right? Thank you for hanging out with me here on National Wear Red Day, Heart Health Month, February.
Yep.
And we're talking everything that has to do with the heart. We're kind of talking a little bit about what people, you know, expect or what's expected when someone's going through a Say that to me again.
Myocardial infarction.
Myocardial infraction or infarction. I'm going to get this.
Close enough.
All right. I'm going to get a heart attack, people. So we're going to get this right. Yeah. I want to remind everyone, we are live. So if you have a question, you can call us at 845-651-1110. Ask the doctor some questions, but just keep in mind that he is not actually your doctor. And if you need to really get information for yourself, you really should consult your own doctor. But this is just general information. We're trying to talk about, dispel some myths, maybe kind of give you some symptoms, tell you about some risk factors, and of course, some data without boring people. Okay. Of course, we got to give them some data because it's important to impact them with what this information, you know, it drives it home.
Exactly. So American Heart Month was established in 1964 to increase awareness about heart disease. And today, February 2nd, 2018, is actually the 15th year anniversary of National Go Red for Women Day. So, you know, through this program, the American Heart Association and other organizations have done a lot of good work in increasing awareness about heart disease in women, which is the number one killer of women, even beyond cancer as well. And over the past, 15 years, the death rate in women has decreased by more than 30%, especially over the past 10 years. And today, nearly 300 fewer women die from heart disease and stroke each day. However, here's the concerning point. One in three women still die of heart disease and stroke each year, which is huge. And that's where this program helps raise funds, you know, encourage research, and encourage basically to, you know, get the care that you need without waiting until it's too late.
And the increase of awareness is what is important. You know, we're ignorant to these facts and we're ignorant to the data. It's easy to just overlook it and ignore it. Whereas the more awareness that we bring, the more people get involved. And I think something as catchy as women wearing red, you know, people wearing red to kind of bring up awareness is a great idea. It seems to me we have a caller on the line for us. Let's put him through. Let's see. Hi, thank you for calling in.
Yes, good afternoon, Barbara. Good afternoon, Dr. Patak. I just wanted to ask a question regarding hypertension and blood pressure. As far as the numbers go, has the standards of the numbers been lowered, number one? Number two, I wanted to ask you, if people do get a physical done by their primary care physician, are cardiac risk assessments done, and where should, like, cholesterol and HDL and LDL be in that range, in a normal range, or what people ideally should be looking for?
That's an excellent question. In fact, these were the topics that I was hoping to cover in this hour. So let me start first with the hypertension. You may have heard in the news over the past few months that the most recent guidelines released by the American Heart Association and the American College of Cardiology have changed as far as the blood pressure goals. The previous guidelines came in the early 2000s when the blood pressure classification system was different, and now the target blood pressure goal is now considered to be 130 over 80. You might have seen the headline, 130 is the new 140. So they're trying to be a little bit more aggressive in controlling the risk factors in addition to basically trying to limit or delay the consequences of uncontrolled blood pressure. The blood pressure, the longer it remains uncontrolled, it can affect multiple organs. It can cause heart attacks. It can cause dilatation of the heart, where it puts you at risk for arrhythmias. It can cause strokes, arterial disease of your legs, kidney disease, where you need to end up on dialysis. So, and this is something that we, as physicians, have treated patients. Usually, we aimed for 130 to 140 as a reasonable blood pressure goal in the past. Now, with or without other, you know, comorbid conditions, meaning other diseases, we still would like to get someone under 130 as best as possible. Now, there's always exceptions to the rule, especially our elderly population who may experience more dizziness or other symptoms with more aggressive control. So factors like that are important. That's why we'd like to address this on a case-by-case basis. And the second question you asked was about, I think, risk factors. So yes, absolutely. I think it's important to have an annual physical with your primary care physician, who will evaluate for high blood pressure, will check your heart rate, will check blood work for cholesterol, blood sugar, and assess other risk factors like smoking history and family history of heart disease. In these situations, if there is an abnormality that they would note, definitely, they involve the cardiologists in their care, and we can help with these risk factors as well as being screened for cardiac disease in the long term.
And would that be picked up by an EKG?
Yes, EKG is the first screening test that can be done, especially if you're having symptoms, to detect any changes. Further workup is usually based on risk factors and or symptoms.
Okay, and can you speak about prevention of heart disease and what the best common sense approaches are as well?
Okay,
awesome.
Sure.
Awesome. We're going to go into that topic, and I want to say thank you so much for always calling in and having great questions. We're going to cover that with the doctor. Like I said, Okay. Thank you so much for calling.
Thank you.
Go ahead, doctor.
Okay, so the main risk factors for any coronary disease are, one, increasing age. Mm-hmm. The other one is smoking history. And again, the cigarette smoking is very harmful in developing and plaque formation and putting patients at risk for heart attacks as well. High blood pressure, high cholesterol, high blood sugar, being overweight, sedentary lifestyle, you know, very low physical activity, certain ethnic characteristics, and also a very important part of it is family history of heart disease, especially if someone has developed a heart attack or stroke in their 40s or 50s, that is a very important risk factor that is not always included in, you know, in risk factor formulas that are mm-hmm. that are widely used.
We were talking about some of the data, and of course we'll cover more of the risk factors. Did you get all the data that you wanted to get out there?
Yeah, and again, the data applies to both men and women, but mm-hmm. definitely the men. Again, the males generally have higher risk factors for heart disease than women.
Now, why is that?
Mainly more related to just, I think it's more related to just more factors. Again, the presence of risk factors mm-hmm. than otherwise. But generally, it's considered that, you know, approximately 90 to 100 million of Americans have at least one cardiovascular disease or mm-hmm. Risk factor.
You know, I hear a lot of times people talk about, and I don't know how prevalent this is, but they'll talk about, I was born with a heart murmur.
Mm-hmm.
And it's more and more you hear that from people, and you start thinking to yourself, do they really have that? Or is mm-hmm. that, you know, what is that about?
So a heart murmur is a clinical finding that a physician hears on examination of the patient. It is most commonly noted in the setting of a valve abnormality where mm-hmm. the heart has four valves and it's because of any tightening or leakage of the valves. Murmurs are certainly physiologic, or meaning expected in younger age, and most people usually grow out of it in adulthood without any issues.
Okay.
If a pediatric cardiologist were to evaluate a murmur and find anything abnormal, then definitely that would be addressed.
Okay.
But a murmur, the presence of a murmur does not necessarily indicate the presence of a heart disease.
Okay.
Okay.
So, yeah. So that's completely not. So, you know, if you have a murmur, it doesn't necessarily mean you're going to in the future have.
Not necessarily. But it definitely needs exam and workup to figure mm-hmm. out what's going on. Now, again, I spoke about the components of cardiovascular disease, where if you have a heart attack, that's considered coronary artery disease, where there's a blockage, a lack of blood supply. The valvular heart disease is also a problem where the valves can either, you know, leak or be very tight, what's called regurgitation or stenosis, respectively, mm-hmm. and can cause symptoms similar to coronary disease as well. And that's something that also, again, if you do your annual physicals with your primary care physician, that's picked up in terms of the murmur, EKG changes at certain points, and of course, symptoms.
Mm. Now, tell us a little bit about stents. People mm-hmm. talk about, I got two stents, I got three stents, I got four stents. You know, what for those of us that have no real idea of what that means, explain that to the people that are listening.
Okay. So the heart has three arteries, sometimes four, that supplies, from where it gets its own blood supply. And this is divided into the left system, the left main coronary arteries, which branches into a couple more, and then the right coronary artery. When people have the heart attacks, as we spoke about, where there's complete blockage or beyond a certain blockage beyond a certain point, stents have been used to open up the blockage and to keep the vessel open. This is really developed over the past 20, 30 years, mm-hmm. and has been proven to improve symptoms, improve mortality, and has been beneficial for patients.
Mm-hmm. And so, is it really like a little tube or mesh type tube that
Yep.
Expands the valve or holds like a bridge?
Absolutely. So this procedure, it's not a surgery. It was what they call a coronary angiography,
where they
basically go through the groin or the arm, access the arteries, and basically visualize where the blockage is. Should there be a blockage, we advance catheters to the balloon to the site, and they inflate it with pressure. And once it inflates, it attaches to the blood vessel wall, and it's left in place.
Now, and this is purely out of my curiosity. Mm-hmm. Why do you have to go through the groin? I mean, it seems like it's so far south just to get all the way up to the heart. Can't you just go under the armpit?
It's arterial access, basically.
Okay.
Looking for an artery, either the radial artery in your arm or the femoral artery in your groin.
Okay.
And you go backwards through the aorta and basically access it. So it's more arterial access.
I'm like, did you just take like the long way to get there?
No, not necessarily.
So I think we have to take a little break. We're going to take a little break, and when we get back, of course, we're going to talk about more risk factors and symptoms and things people should be looking out for when it comes to their heart. You're listening to Orange County Chamber Business Wise. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
ABC Entertainment News. Here's Christopher Watson.
The spirit has a power we've not seen before.
Winchester is the only new film opening in wide release this weekend. The supernatural thriller starring Helen Mirren as a widow building her own haunted house is tracking to open with between $6 and $10 million.
Welcome to Jumanji.
Jumanji, Welcome to the Jungle, could return to first place after being bumped to second last week by Maze Runner, The Death Cure.
The Black Panther leaves.
Some lucky fans are going to get to see Black Panther for free, courtesy of Octavia Spencer. The Oscar-winning actress is promised to buy every seat in an as-yet-unnamed theater in what she calls an underserved community in Mississippi, so, quote, all our brown children can see themselves as a superhero. Black Panther opens February 16th from Marvel and Disney, parent company of ABC News. Former Grey's Anatomy star Katherine Heigl is joining the cast of USA Suits next season. And happy birthday, Shakira. The Latina music superstar is 41 today. I'm Christopher Watson.
Turn the pages back to another time at Ye Olde Warwick Bookshop. Enter and you'll feel the comforting environment of what bookstores once were. Ye Olde Warwick Bookshop is a place to come browse, feel, smell, and simply enjoy a good book. In the presence of a wealth of knowledge and stories, you're warmly invited to open the books that will transport you to other worlds and times. At Ye Olde Warwick Bookshop, you'll find everything from new releases to rare old books. Whether you're looking for fiction or nonfiction, it's all there at Ye Olde Warwick Bookshop, 31 Main Street in the heart of the Village of Warwick. Call 544-7183. And remember, that great book you just read on your Kindle? You can't pass it along to family or a good friend. Ye Olde Warwick Bookshop, where pages really do turn.
Warwick Press for the finest in professional design and printing. Whether brochures, direct mail, newsletters, stationery, or posters, Warwick Press is the only place for all your business or personal printing needs. Warwick Press continues to be on the cutting edge of technology, and with their competitive pricing, great attention to detail, and creativity, the experts at Warwick Press will bring your vision to reality and do it on time. To make an appointment with one of their top expert team members, visit warwickpress.net for more information.
This is attorney Bob Krahulik of the law firm Beatty & Krahulik, the lawyer guy here on WTBQ Radio. Tune in every Tuesday at 12 noon for the latest legal advice and tips. We're taking calls and giving answers to all your legal questions right here on WTBQ.
WTBQ weather.
Blustery this afternoon, a mixture of sun and clouds. It'll be cold, temperatures in the 20s, and we could see a flurry or snow shower, which could bring a dusting. Otherwise, tonight it turns mainly clear, lows in the low teens to even the single digits in a few spots. Then on Saturday, sunshine mixes with late day clouds, 25 to 30. And our next chance of snow will be Sunday morning, but that changes to rain by the late afternoon and evening. From a WTBQ Weather Center, I'm Mike Mahalik.
WTBQ.
And we're back. Thank you for staying with us here on Orange County Chamber Business Wise, powered by WTBQ. This is Barbara Martinez, Director of Communications for the Orange County Chamber of Commerce. And today on National Wear Red Day, and of course, February Health Heart Month, I have with me Dr. Balaji Pratap from Crystal Run Healthcare. He's a cardiologist, and we've been talking everything heart health. You know, we're going to go deeper into some of the symptoms, risk factors, hypertension. We're going to go into that information because I know people, they like to hear about these things. You know, it's always that learning a little bit more about how the heart functions is very important. And people really enjoy when we have doctors from Crystal Run Healthcare come in and talk about their specialties. So I want to thank Crystal Run Healthcare for being a diamond partner with the Orange County Chamber of Commerce. And we're going to try to continue to do this every single month with Crystal Run Healthcare, where we're going to feature a doctor from Crystal Run that's going to talk about their specialty. And hopefully we're going to try to help be partners with Crystal Run in keeping you healthy. So I just want to put a little shout out there. We have our general membership breakfast that we do every single month with the Chamber of Commerce. Our next breakfast is going to be February 8th. We do it every second Thursday of the month. So February 8th is the next breakfast. We do it at 7:30 a.m. at the beautiful West Hills Country Club in the town of Walk Hill. Now remember, we do it all the time with the town of Walk Hill at the West Hills Country Club. But this year, what we're trying to do is one third at West Hills Country Club, one third at Anthony's Pier 9, and then one third at a member location. So if you are a restaurant or a venue that can house about 150 to 200 people for breakfast at 7:30 a.m. in the morning, you know, contact Erin Pasquale, who's our director of events, at erinp@orangeny.com. Let her know that you would like us to host our breakfast at your location. For the breakfast that we're having on February 8th, the speakers are going to be David DiGianova, he's a CPA, and Karen L. Staples, a CPA for RBT's CPAs. And, you know, it's very interesting because now they're talking about the 2018 federal tax law update that we all need to know about. So that's going to be a great breakfast. You don't want to miss it. And, of course, we are going to go live. I usually go live on Facebook Live. So if you can't make it, I will have that so that you can follow us through the program. But it's so much more different when you actually show up to the event because you get to network with all kinds of other CEOs, presidents, businesses, small businesses, not-for-profits. We're all there hanging out, having breakfast and having a great time. And again, West Hills Country Club puts on a great breakfast. So you do not want to miss that. They're going to be covering topics like, how does the new law affect us? How do we cut through the noise and understand the facts, and how does that affect their business? And this is being sponsored by Legoland New York. For nonprofit collections, we're going to ask you to please bring items for the nonprofits. They're looking for Pets Alive. They have a wish list. So if you go to petsalive.com, check out their wish list, and if you could bring one of those items to the breakfast, that would be great. And then for Inspire, if you could bring in a pajama, they're doing a pajama drive. We're trying to keep children and adults warm throughout the winter. So if you can bring a pajama drive to our breakfast, again, February 8th at 7:30 a.m. at the West Hills Country Club, contact the Chamber of Commerce at 845-457-9700 if you're interested in hanging out with us. Now, I'm told we have another caller on the line, so please put him through. Hi, thank you for calling in.
Hi, Barbara. Hi, Dr. Pataka. Hey. I just had two other questions maybe you can talk about. You were talking about heart attacks and symptoms and so on and so forth. Can you talk about symptoms in people with hiatal hernias, how they know the difference between a heart attack and that as well, and also talk about snow shoveling and precautions people should take and what they should do?
Thank you so much. Sure. Those are great ones.
Yeah, so hiatal hernia, you know, it's the chest cavity itself has a lot of organs within it, including the heart, the lungs, the esophagus, and then more of the abdominal cavity below the diaphragm. So the hiatal hernia is when, you know, the portion of the organs basically, infiltrates into the chest wall cavity. And basically this can present very similarly, you know, with chest pain type of symptoms, pressure-like, burning sensations, reflux. So it's a multitude of things that can present, and they do share some similar characteristics. So in that sense, especially, again, once again, if you if you, let's say you have the symptoms and it's, we're unclear what it is, we are, you know, I'll usually start with the story, the risk factors, and assess your cardiac risk and do cardiac workup to make sure that it's not a heart event before pursuing other studies. And I think that's important to handle that first, because again, the acute heart issue needs to be treated almost immediately with certain medications and therapies, whereas the hiatal hernia type situation is more of a less emergent situation. Mm-hmm. And the second question?
Can you talk about snow shoveling and precautions for the winter season?
Absolutely. So in general, the physiology behind it is that as you exert yourself more with a decrease in blood supply to the heart, this is what triggers a heart attack. And if you are doing any exertional activities, not just snow shoveling, but anything throughout the year, if you notice any symptoms at any point or notice a decrease in your activity or exercise level, that would be more concerning for heart disease as well. If you do need to do those activities, if you need to shovel the snow, what I would suggest is that take frequent breaks in between, do it 5 to 10 minutes at a time, or, you know, don't reach the point where you're experiencing symptoms. But definitely I would urge you that if you are, like I said, getting exertional symptoms, to get checked out at the earliest possible.
Mm-hmm. Thank you so much for your questions. And okay, I would suggest buying a snowblower.
That's good too.
Thank you. All right, bye-bye.
But you know, it's a good thing that he brings that up, because not only with the snow shoveling, now we are in February. Of course, everybody will have, you have all those resolutionists out mm-hmm. there that say, this is the year I'm going to lose weight, I'm going to go to the gym. And some of them have been sedentary for most of the year.
Absolutely.
And they decide they're just going to go to the gym, jump on a treadmill, and, you know, run 3 miles. And that's really unrealistic.
Yeah.
If you haven't, you know, consulted your doctor and really made sure that your heart is prepared for that kind of increase in activity when it's hasn't been used to that for a while. So
exactly.
It's important to use common sense when it comes to how much exercise
exactly.
you're going to put your body through.
Exactly. I'm glad you brought that up, because that was good, what I wanted to discuss, as far as we spoke a little bit earlier about the risk factors. Now, mm-hmm. it's important that, you know, this is the most important point. You have to know your numbers. Basically, know what your blood pressure is, know what your cholesterol is, know what your blood sugar is. Those are three important risk factors. But the other things I also want to address is, what's recommended is that people get at least 150 minutes of moderate level cardiac activity in a week. So that's 30 minutes a day, 5 days a week.
Mm-hmm.
For generally people who have been healthy, that's not a problem. For people who are sedentary, I usually suggest that they start at 5 to 10 minutes a day and use, you know, 5 minute increments on a weekly basis to get up to the target.
Mm-hmm.
I think that will help your heart rate, your blood pressure, your response will be better in those circumstances. Additionally, especially with the new resolutions, trying to eat better, I think you have to be wise and, you know, kind of choose the healthy foods, avoid the obvious, you know, saturated fats and trans fats, choose more fruits and vegetables, whole grain foods, more fish rather than red meats. And also, I think it's important to check the product label, the nutrition,
right.
you know, index in each food that you consume.
Mm-hmm.
In terms of the high blood pressure alone, we don't commonly notice it, but things like fast foods, canned foods, soups, deli meats are notorious for salt content. So you may think, hey, I don't add any salt, I'm just having what I ordered or something, but the salt is already inbuilt, and it can go unnoticed. So I think that's important to keep track of
mm-hmm.
in whatever you eat, be it homemade or outside.
And in general, if you decide that you're going to change your lifestyle in terms of eating and working out, you know, be cognizant that you have to kind of gradually introduce your body to these changes, and not just say, that's it, I'm just going to completely cut carbs out and I'm going to starve myself for the rest of the year. You know, it's just
exactly.
unrealistic. There are certain things that your body does need. And so you should really go in it knowing what really would work for you, and not really try to follow these fad diets that are out there that could be harmful to you. It may work well for one person, but not very well for you. So again, consult your physician before you decide that you're going to make a major lifestyle change in your diet or in your exercise, because that's very important in order for you to be successful.
I would say everything in moderation. Mm-hmm. It's going to be tough to cut out something you love, some of your favorite foods, but everything in moderation. Same goes with alcohol intake as well. I think it's...
Wait, what? No, I'm kidding.
I think it's reasonable
it's
to have...
It's the weekend.
you know, one glass a day or so to, you know, again, there's been varying studies and alcohol
intake. I know,
well,
they say that all
cardiac.
The time. They say like one glass of red wine a day is not so bad.
Absolutely. But I would say one glass, I think that's probably the limit.
What's the size of the glass? The question.
So, that, you know, those are the factors you definitely want to kind of keep an eye on as you go through. And if you have any questions related to... you know, diet patterns or what's good, what's not good. Again, besides your primary care physician, mm-hmm. the Crystal Run Healthcare also has nutritionists available at multiple sites that we actually send our patients to who have difficulty controlling, you know, the types of food they eat, or they would like suggestions on what else can be tried. So, you know, our nutritionists participate in the care of, you know, diabetes, risk factors, as well as healthy hearts.
And it's important to just know your body.
Yeah.
You yourself can, you know, you can, anybody can tell you what you should be doing, but really yourself should know your body. And knowing your numbers is very important. And I know a lot of insurance companies make it now that they want you to go get your annual physical, yeah. and they want you to know your numbers. Mm-hmm. And, you know, they give you incentives for doing that so that you are more active in having knowing more about your body. It's being aware of how your body operates.
Absolutely.
And that's actually very important. And I like that insurance companies are really pushing for that now. I think we're going to jump into another break. And when we get back, we're going to let you know how you can get in contact with the doctor, Crystal Run Healthcare. And of course, I've got a blood drive coming up. So I want to talk to you about that. Listen to Orange County Chamber of Business Wise. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
The brisk winter air and all of you are welcomed with open arms at the Mountain Creek Resort. Bring your family and friends to Mountain Creek and go skiing, snowboarding, or tubing and have fun with all the winter sports at Mountain Creek, where generations have learned to ski and snowboard. Whether it's your first time sliding on snow or you're looking for a tune-up on your technique, Mountain Creek has programs from single-session lessons to season-long memberships to get you out on the slopes this winter. Check out the events calendar for a list of the many fun adventures and activities where there's something for everyone, like their annual pond skim, ski racing, freestyle events, concerts, and much more. Participate, watch from the crowd, or bring the family for a memorable day at Mountain Creek Resort in Vernon, New Jersey. Go skiing, snowboarding, or tubing and have fun with all the winter sports at Mountain Creek. Mountain Creek has programs from single-session lessons to season-long memberships to get you out on the slopes this winter. Bring the family for a memorable day at Mountain Creek Resort in Vernon, New Jersey. For a list of all the events and activities, visit mountaincreek.com.
The Computer Guy services all your computer needs for both business and home office. The Computer Guy custom builds computers to suit your needs. They will diagnose, repair, and upgrade as needed. Kevin, his family, and crew will make your computer nightmares disappear. The Computer Guy, now at two locations, 14 West Street in Warwick and 22 Meadow Road in Florida. Call 877-889-8055 or visit thecomputerguy.pro.
The real estate market is hot. If you have been thinking of selling your home, now is the time. At Better Homes and Gardens Rand Realty, we pride ourselves on delivering an exceptional client experience. Our professional agents will provide you with the market data you need to price your home properly and follow through with the best marketing to get your home sold. Call our office today at 845-986-4848.
This is Sister Anna. Listen to The Garden of the Child, a story discussion time with students. Story develops listening skills and imagination. Saturdays at 11:10 a.m. on WTBQ. WTBQ.
Yay! Happy Friday, everybody. Thank you for being with us here on Orange County Chamber Business Wise, powered by WTBQ. I want to thank everybody for hanging out with us for the last 48 minutes here on Orange County Chamber Business Wise. I love doing this every single Friday here for the Chamber of Commerce. And like I said, every month we are going to feature a doctor from Crystal One Healthcare. Crystal One Healthcare is trying to keep you healthy, and we are joining up with them to do that. We also want to make sure that I put out there, thank you so much, Crystal One Healthcare, for being our diamond partner once again for 2018, and thank you for all your support. I have with me Dr. Balaji Pratap here with me. It rolls off my tongue now. I could totally say your name. So he's been hanging out. We've been talking everything heart health. This is Heart Health Month, February, and today is National Wear Red Day. So make sure you take your selfie and you hashtag Go Red for Women, and follow the movement. You know, increase the awareness and support the American Heart Association. Thank you for that. I also, in addition to that, decided that I was going to hook up with the American Red Cross. And on February 22nd at the Chamber of Commerce from 1 p.m. to 7 p.m., we are going to be doing a blood drive. So, of course, we have a critical shortage. The nation is in crisis, especially during the winter months. Winter weather, severe weather does impact donation levels. And so we want to make sure that people come out and donate. We've had things recently like the hurricanes, the mudslides in California. Everywhere where there's some kind of tragedy, something going on, you know American Red Cross is there. And in order for them to be able to help these locations, such as Puerto Rico, I'm told that they have shipped several hundreds of pints of blood to Puerto Rico and all the other different locations that have been affected by the hurricane. And did you know blood expires? Well, if you didn't know that, it does. And so if you think to yourself, well, I already gave blood. What more blood do they need? Well, the fact is that it does expire. There is a shelf life to blood. So if you donate every year, we appreciate that. And just keep donating. And if you haven't done it this year, which because it's the new year, come join me on February 22nd, 1 p.m. to 7 p.m. at the Chamber of Commerce. We are located at 30 Scotts Corners Drive in Montgomery. And we will... you know, take your blood and, of course, use it happily to help save lives. So we were talking about everything that has to do with the heart. We had some really great questions from callers. I want to remind everyone we are live, so 845-651-1110 if you have one last question. But we wanted to, of course, talk about hypertension and high blood pressure. And I was telling you while we were on break that, you know, when you go to the pharmacy and you see the machine, you stick your arm in the cuff because you said to yourself, I'm going to kill some time while I wait for my medication. Mm-hmm. And then you get your numbers and you go, I don't really know what those numbers mean, but maybe I'll play it for Lotto. So, I mean, there is a lot more to it than just sticking your arm in the cuff.
Yeah, it probably has a readout there of what number each number means.
And yes.
It's probably so, like, probably 10, 20 years old, I'm sure. But blood pressure is very important. It affects basically about 75 million Americans. That's based on the most recent CDC data. It's basically one in three adults have high blood pressure. Affects men and women pretty equally as well. And basically, also with the recent change in guidelines, they made the range of 120 to 130 as elevated blood pressure. And that's to address what we can do about that, meaning is there something that you can change in your lifestyle or dietary changes that we spoke about earlier that can get you out of that group into the normal blood pressure range. And as I said earlier, there are a multitude of complications for uncontrolled blood pressure and that we hope to prevent or delay and in the future. Another important fact is 30% of people don't know they have high blood pressure. And that's where it's recommended that, you know, you may check it at a pharmacy or you may check it on a relative's blood pressure machine at home. If you notice any aberration in that reading, please definitely get a visit and get it checked out. We like to address the blood pressure first by changes by non-medical therapy, either changes in diet and exercise and so on to see how well it responds. You know, cutting back on added salt and things like that can even improve the blood pressure by 5 to 10 points. Mm-hmm. And reducing the blood pressure by about, you know, 10 to 15 points can decrease your risk of stroke by one-third, decrease your risk of heart attacks, kidney disease by up to even 25, 30%. Mm-hmm. So it's very important to address that early on. We have plenty of people, especially with a long or the strong genetic component of high blood pressure, mm-hmm. Can develop that as young as, you know, age as in their 20s or 30s.
Scary.
So exactly. So I think it's something that definitely should be monitored at least on an annual basis.
Do you find that there are some cultures that may be more prevalent to having heart disease, maybe because of their diet, for example? I know that us Latinos, we use a lot of adobo in our diet. You know, I know there's a lot of curry in the Indian diet, Asian diet. You know what I mean? So is that something that you find that most African-Americans or most Caucasians, I mean, what...
Usually African-Americans are usually more affected by higher blood pressure. I think it's a strong genetic component, not so much the diet, but that's just the genetic component.
The genetic component. So it's just coming through, you know, ages of just the evolution of us,
right.
That we just, that's what
exactly.
We are.
Yeah. And definitely, I mean, like I said, the minor changes that you make in what you eat, including more fruits and vegetables and grains, you know, obviously, you know, watching the amount of salt intake per day,
right.
In the foods that you eat and measuring it and making changes can definitely help.
I do find that a lot of the products that we use, especially in the Latino culture, they're making them now with lower sodium, you know, so I guess it's one of those things that people are paying more attention to their sodium intake, and they are making changes to, they're not necessarily changing their diet, they're just changing how much of the sodium they're taking in.
Exactly.
Which I guess could be a good compromise. You know, you've got people that say, I don't use table salt, I use Himalayan salt, or I use pink salt, or I use sea salt. Salt is salt, right? Mm-hmm. It doesn't really matter what kind of salt you're using,
right.
It's just how much of it you're using.
And salt substitutes have also come up recently as
salt
well.
Salt substitutes.
Yeah. And again, it's all about, like I said, everything in moderation. I think that's the key, and you know, you got to monitor and measure your intake, and I think that'll help your health.
So what else did you want to put out there for people to know about hypertension?
So as far as the hypertension, like I said, the better you control, the earlier you detect it, because it is a silent killer, can lead to multiple complications, and sometimes it's not diagnosed unless a complication develops.
Mm-hmm.
So it's important to be screened for that, as well as your other risk factors, including high cholesterol and diabetes. If you do have a habit of smoking, that's something we would advise you to cut back on. Not only affects the lungs, but it affects the plaques in your heart, which can lead to the heart attack,
mm-hmm.
cause rupture of those plaques, which can cause the acute heart attack in that setting. And you know, within a time period of quitting smoking, your risk would be equivalent to a non-smoker. And that's important as well. So those are the important factors to watch out for. And, you know, like I said earlier, if you feel you need to see a cardiologist for evaluation of risk factors or actual cardiac disease or, you know, risk factors such as family history, definitely come down and see us in Crystal Run. We'll be happy to kind of, you know, just take a look, see what your symptoms are, what basic workup we can do to help make sure that you stay healthy in terms of your heart.
You know, it's funny. You would be surprised how many people still believe that smoking doesn't really affect their heart, or doesn't. Surprisingly, some people don't think it affects their lungs.
Mm-hmm.
It's amazing to still hear people say, "Yeah, I that had nothing to do with my smoking,"
mm-hmm.
You know, a lot of times that's connected.
And for some of my patients, sometimes the motivation for them to quit smoking is a heart attack.
Mm.
And I've had patients who've done that after the heart attack, completely gave it up on day one. So, you know, we don't want to reach that point. We want to be preventive as best as possible.
Right. So you have an office. You work predominantly out of Monroe.
Yep, predominantly in Monroe 4 days a week. I also travel to Rock Hill 1 day a week.
Mm-hmm.
You know, 8 to 5, you know, we were multiple cardiologists are available. You know, happy to help or work with your primary care physician and making sure you stay healthy.
Yeah, so if you have a question or if you want to look up their website, you can go to crystalrunhealthcare.com or you can call their number at 845-703-6999 to book an appointment and see either a specialist. But Crystal Run is like all over the place now.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they have all kinds of specialties. They have a huge network of doctors, and they are here to try to help get you and stay healthy. And so, like I mentioned before, we're going to try to have a doctor here every single month to talk about different specialties. And maybe you didn't know about one thing. Maybe this is that's going to be the day you're going to learn about, dispel some myths, get some tips, and hopefully motivates you to get yourself checked out or visit a doctor and say, okay, maybe this is what's bothering me, and I heard this on the radio, and I want to take care of that. So, doctor, you had mentioned before you'd never been on the radio before. What did you think?
I was a little nervous at first, but yeah. you're fantastic.
My heart
was a stress test that I was having here. but you're a professional, and you made me feel comfortable. Thank you very much.
I appreciate
our staff here as well. And I also want to thank Kristen Palladino for setting this up.
Absolutely.
Helpful as well.
Yeah, it is. And you know what? And it is very helpful to have you on here. Mm-hmm. And like I said, all the doctors that you come in, because people that do listen, this sometimes, if it motivates them to make a change by listening to one of these shows, then I think we've helped save a life. And so I want to remind everybody that we have, of course, our blood drive February 22nd at the Chamber of Commerce at 1 p.m. to 7 p.m. Go to redcross.org. You can sign up. I think there's like a rapid pass if you want to fill out the form so that when you get there, you're already registered. But, you know, donate blood. We have a crisis. There is a shortage, and we need your help. So I want to say thank you so much to all that are out there wearing National Wear Red Day. Make sure you hashtag Go Red for Women on your Instagram and Facebook. And I want to thank you once again for being here with me.
No, thank you to you.
Thank you.
As well as the Chamber of Commerce for the invitation.
Absolutely. And thank you, Christopher on Healthcare, for helping us stay healthy. Everybody, have a nice weekend. Enjoy your one glass of red wine for the heart. and I will see you next Friday on Orange County Chamber Business Wise, powered by WTBQ. Thank you. See you next week.
Thank you.